Right, it's 1:30 past one. I'm here. Barry's here.
Hello.
Welsh Dave's here.
Hello.
Sam's here.
Hello.
Barry, what did you think of today's show?
It was okay.
Out of 10, what would you give it?
I wouldn't say it was one of our better ones, but we've done a lot worse.
Okay. And why do you think it wasn't one of our better ones? Was it me or was it you?
You.
Yeah. Are we spending too much time together?
Yeah. I'm not sure I like this new arrangement.
Oh, well.
Three times a week.
Nothing you can do about it, really. All right, so look, here are the best bits of our show. There was a very good guest in attendance, some great moments in the footballer game. I can't remember anything else that happened, but it was great. Enjoy it. Good morning, welcome to the world's biggest sports radio station. This is Talk Sport, Max Rushton and The Guardian's Barry Glendenning alongside me. We're here until one after us. Live exclusive national radio commentary of the Football League, the Steel City Derby, first one for a few years. Mark Sagger's up there. He was at Mansfield, Cambridge, so I'm going to do a good half-hour section on that game. Barry, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know how well you were before the show. You're quite quiet. I came on air and I thought, I've got a bad feeling about today.
No, but I'm fine. Thanks. I'm highly amused, actually. I've just been looking at the Twitter.
Yeah?
And George Clooney has gone off on one about Donald Trump criticising the Hollywood elite.
Oh, okay. What's George saying?
Well, you're going to have to pretend George is in character.
Okay.
As a slightly overweight
Irishman. Okay, yeah, that's fine. He could play that role.
Who's a sidekick on a
okay.
Sunday morning radio show.
Yeah, okay.
But he says, here's the thing. I grew up in Kentucky. I sold insurance door to door. I sold ladies' shoes. I worked at an all-night liquor store. I would buy suits that were too big and too long and cut the bottom of the pants off to make ties so I'd have to go a tie to go on job interviews. I grew up understanding what it was like to not have health insurance for 8 years. So this idea that I'm somehow the Hollywood elite... And this guy, who takes a dump, not the actual word he uses, takes a dump in a gold toilet, is somehow the man of the people, is laughable. And it goes on and on.
I'm with you, George.
Highly amusing.
I'm with you, especially if I can have dinner at your house in Lake Como
any
day. Just a great anniversary for me, Barry. Do you have Facebook?
No, I'm not on the Facebook.
Okay, so
it seems like too much work.
Yeah.
It's like having a job.
Yeah. Well, we're live on Facebook if you want to see what we look like. Facebook.com/AMaxRushton. Because I got the other one, Facebook.com/MaxRushton, but I've forgotten the login. And I didn't want to be the Max Rushton because it sounded a bit presumptuous. So I'm just...
Could you not have been the real Max
Rushton? The real
I love
Max
when
Rushton
people who do that.
Official.
As opposed to all those fake Max Rushton that are gadding about.
There are one or two on Twitter, but they've sort of given up a while ago of pretending to be me because that is a real low in life, isn't it? So anyway, sometimes on your Facebook, for people who don't know it, if you post something like 4 years ago, sometimes it'll say, this is what happened 4 years ago or something. You know, it'll give you a reminder and show you the photo. And it's normally sort of cringeworthily embarrassing. 5 years ago, I posted this on the Facebook, right? And it's a cutting from Glasgow's Evening Paper. I'm not sure what it is. I'm going to call it the Glasgow Herald. It could be anything. You know when they stop people in the street and just ask them what they're wearing? Yeah? And I can't remember if I showed you this. Like, you know, some people, like in magazines or papers, they've just stopped this man in the street, they're taking a photo of him, Ian Callaghan, right? And he's 24, so now he'll be, what, 29?
Yeah.
Deacon's Bank team manager. What is he wearing? Firetrap shoes, jeans from New Look, and jumpers from Primark. Quote, this is my smart casual look. I like to be matching. Now, Barry, next to the word style icon, what does it say?
Hold on. Style icon. He cited you,
yeah.
Max Rushton,
yeah.
as his style icon.
He did.
Ian Callaghan, now 29,
yeah.
Deacon's Bank. If you, on the off chance you're listening, or if you happen to know Ian Callaghan from Deacon's Bank, who's a team manager,
yeah.
could Ian get in or touch with us, please? I'd like to know why.
Why you? Well, because I'm his style icon.
The thing is, if someone stopped me...
Yeah.
And asked me to talk them through my outfit.
Yeah.
I had to do that once, actually, at the Cheltenham Festival. I was covering it for The Guardian, and the proper serious bit of the paper wanted... It was Ladies' Day, so they wanted a little article who won.
Okay.
And what she was wearing.
Right, I'm with you.
Now, talk about sending a boy in to do a man's job. So the woman was presented with her prize, and I was really up against it, deadline-wise. So I just went, oh, congratulations. Listen, I'm from The Guardian. And I just turned on my tape machine and said, could you just say what you're wearing and where everything is from so I can write an article later? So she just went, bang, 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 shoes, hat, coat, wherever, because it's Cheltenham, she's wearing a coat.
Mm.
But, I wouldn't be able to do that. You know, trainers, Adidas off the internet, everything else. Clothes,
pants,
TK Maxx.
Pants bought in 2009, just a husk. The last thing I replace, they go normal pants, sports pants, and then you go, really got to throw them away now. Anyway, 5 years ago, I was a style icon for Ian Callaghan. So, Ian, if you're
honest. I don't understand, though, because, on TV, you just wore, T-shirts and jeans.
Mm, but it was understated cool, Barry. That's what it was, right?
Really?
Yeah. I am still on TV. In my understated cool. I just wonder if anyone's still,
Did you get a ticking off recently for looking too scruffy?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Like from a boss?
Yeah, yeah.
You and Merce?
Yeah.
Well, see, if I'd been you, I'd have turned up at the next show.
Wearing literally no... Oh,
tuxedos.
Would you?
Yeah, or full morning
top
dress.
Top hat, monocle. Right, so we do the agenda for today's show.
Go for it.
Here's how it works. 10-point agenda. If we achieve everything, great. If we don't, it doesn't really matter. Point one, because nothing really matters in life. Remember that. The other sports 11, sports you've played against footballers you've played other sports at. For example, Stuart and Coyntex. We played water polo with Dion Burton on holiday in Cyprus this year. Really good lad. Ben in Watford, volleyball with Danny Shittu. It's a TV show I'd commission. Ben the Spurs fan. I played Conkers against John Beresford when he visited our school in the early 90s. That's what we want, please. I'll explain why in a second. The Premier League review is here. My notes are quite football-y. Point three, Alan McAnally. What's he wearing? We'll find out later. Point four, commentary of the Steel City Derby later. TV presenter Sheffield United fan Charlie Webster's on. Ian Culverhouse, it's 3-3 after, if you remember, Barry Gary Huckered last week in a moment of real, a radio low, even for us.
I sort of couldn't get into life really during the week because I kept thinking about that and cringing.
Yeah,
it was not my finest hour.
You've got a chance. That's what's great, because the games come so thick and fast, you've got a chance to redeem yourself.
Yeah, I'm just glad we didn't have an international break and then
imagine.
I'd have 2 weeks to stew on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes they come at the wrong time, don't they? Guess the attendance today, Glenn Denning v Morehouse. Point seven, the footballer game returns. Barry is he's here. Whether he plays or not, we'll have to find out. Point nine on the agenda, Ray Houghton will say hello from Hillsborough. 10th point does not exist anymore. Still not allowed to tell you about it. So, yeah, some bloke just tweeted me in the week, Barry, and said, Ravi Ashwin, the cricketer, walked into my local and played darts against someone. Can you use that in your show? And I was like, well, yeah. So we'll do, have you ever played? We'll build a team of footballers because that's easy and that's what we do. And we're pretending Ravi Ashwin is a footballer. Sports you have played against footballers in the other sports 11. I will kick us off with Owen Coyle, who I've played table tennis.
I will add Nicky Butt and Lee Sharp.
Yeah.
Against whom myself and my old mate and colleague Fiacre played pool.
Did you win?
I can't remember, to be honest.
Oh.
I do remember it was in a famous Dublin nightclub, which I'm ashamed to say I was in, called Lily's Bordello. This was a long time ago.
Is that the only bordello you've been into?
Yes.
Okay, good.
It's the only one I'm prepared to admit being in, although other bordellos may be less shameful. But we
I think you're going to say are available, because obviously we've got to be careful here. We, we don't want to just choose one, because then the others will get in touch and sue us.
But Lee Sharp wanted to make the game interesting. And obviously they're rich footballers. We, not. Poor journalists.
Mm.
So my mate Fiacre came up with a good idea. He said, what about we'll put up a week of our wages against a week of your wages?
Good.
So Lee Sharp said, what's a week of your wages? And it was, about £300 each. And Lee Sharp decided, no, we're not doing that.
So look, other sports 11, please. Today we'll do the Premier League review next.
Max and Barry's Premier League review on TalkSport.
Hey Barry, have you stopped dancing to the music because we're live on Facebook and you're self-conscious about dancing on the camera?
No. No, I'm tired. Well, you know when Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine said the rhythm's going to get you?
Yeah.
It didn't get me today.
Okay.
It's probably the first day it hasn't got me.
Well, what should we do about it?
I don't know. Maybe we'll just wait till next week and see if it gets me next week.
Okay. Keep a tally of when the rhythm's got you or not.
Yeah.
We could change it to Gloria Estefan if you want, the tune.
What, like, get on your feet. Yeah. Get up and make things happen.
I always think there's a reason, right, why people shouldn't sing on the radio is because lots of people spend a lot of time making songs and then putting them together and producing them. And there are whole radio stations devoted to music.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure why if you singing Gloria Estefan covers is the way forward for us.
I think that could be a radio station all of its own.
Barry's Gloria Estefan covers. Hey, look, man.
It would be quite niche. The audience.
It really would.
Just 24 hours of me singing in Spanish.
For those people that really
clumping
like...
around in a sequiny dress.
That like rumba, but only in a deep Irish lilt.
A baritone.
That's what they want. Hey, look, let's pitch it. They're always the starting radio stations at this place all the time.
Yeah. Every time I come in, there's a new one. Barry. Glendenning does Estefan. So to speak, in brackets.
I don't know. Like, they divide listening figures into, like, you know, like... number of people who listen and then the amount of time they listen for. I think that's called like the share. I don't think that would be, I don't think the hours would be that great, would they?
What would my backing band be like? She had the Miami Sound Machine. Because, you see, originally it was the Miami Sound Machine.
Yeah.
But then it quickly became apparent that she was the star.
Yeah.
So it was glorious.
Maybe you don't need a backing. Maybe you don't need any backing. Just go out on your own straight away. Manchester City 5, Crystal Palace 0.
Yes.
My first note on this is I feel for Roy Hodgson in that because he has become a meme, you know, just sort of things he does, like ruffling his head or whatever. Every time there'll be a camera on him at all times just in case he does something. And he picked his ear for about, you know, he put his finger in his ear for about 10 seconds. So they just focused on that. And obviously it looked a bit silly. But now he just, there's no pose Roy can do. Like, Roy can't do anything. Like, he's got to sit. There's nothing he can do, because whatever he does, it will become a meme. I mean, more important for Palace is they score a goal in the Premier League. I understand that. But I think that's a problem, and I don't know how they fix it.
Well, he did a very good line yesterday of just sitting slumped in a chair looking depressed.
He did. Well, you would, wouldn't you? And this is the fixtures that are coming up. Raheem Sterling at the end said, a team like Palace can hurt you at any time. And I thought, that's generous from Raheem Sterling, isn't it?
There was a lot of empty rhetoric from Manchester City's players in a, you know, desperate bid to be generous in victory, talking about how difficult it is to play Crystal Palace after beating them 5-0.
I got a message.
It could possibly have been 10.
I got a message today asking if we could talk about Wayne Hennessy's beard.
Well, I've taken a note.
Yeah.
My Wayne Hennessy's hipster beard, he looks like a goat.
It only grows down.
Yes.
So it doesn't grow out at all. It's like a shaving brush, but that's the worst place to have a shaving brush because you can't, if it's coming out of your chin, you can't turn it round to brush the rest of your head or face.
And I'll be honest, if I was Wayne Hennessy, I'd be trying to look as inconspicuous as possible at the moment.
Aguero had an open goal from like 1 yard. And I did exactly the same thing yesterday on the football pitch. So I'm pleased Aguero did it because it means...
Oh, were you playing yesterday?
Okay, I shouldn't have done. I came on for 20 minutes. We were 5-0
okay. up. How was it?
We won 7-0.
No, but how was your knee?
Oh, not great.
I don't really care.
No, I know. Not many people do. Leicester 2, Liverpool 3.
It was a very entertaining game.
An excellent game, wasn't it? Any time Okazaki does anything, I'm happy because he's got a lovely smile and he scored from 6 centimetres, which is marvellous. Jurgen Klopp afterwards said that Mignolet got the ball for the penalty. And Mignolet said, "I got the ball," shouted, "I got the ball." Mm-hmm. And he did get the ball,
yes,
didn't he?
Well,
just slightly. And then he absolutely totaled Jamie Vardy. So I thought it was a penalty, but I'm happy to be proved wrong.
No, it was a penalty.
Okay.
I think this is another example. It's a worrying trend of people who play football and manage football teams for a living and are very good at it, not actually knowing the laws of the game they play all day, every day.
Oh, okay. So should we write a little memo to Jurgen Klopp?
Well, it just, you know, it's up to him to learn the laws, I suppose, but it doesn't really matter whether, you know, it was a penalty. I think Mignolet could conceivably have been sent off. Possibly would have been a harsh decision, but it wouldn't have been completely ridiculous.
West Ham 2, Spurs 3. I don't have a lot of notes on this game. I just loved Eriksen's finish because the greatest skill in football is a side foot pass. And Kiyate's power header. I'm always a fan of a header that is almost as powerful as the most powerful header of all time, Ruud Gullit, in the final of Euro 88.
That was quite a hard header. West Ham were an absolute mess until Serge Aurier got sent off.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a gormless sending off.
The second booking was... The first booking was weird, but I'm not sure what the second one, what he was doing. Silly, wasn't it? It was just silly. Do you think people are a bit obsessed with the fact that Pochettino took the Spurs squad out for dinner? I mean, that it seems to be the biggest news ever. I mean, it was a nice thing to do. It's a good idea to bond. But see, people seem pretty overexcited about going out for dinner.
Well, men who work together go for food.
Mm.
It's not sensational.
But like, it's
stuff.
Really, like, it's been a headline many times, isn't it?
Because you're about to stink the studio up again with another fried egg sandwich,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
So you sent it out.
Yeah.
I don't want one, but I'm, you know, you did offer.
Mm.
But I think it's because it was so expensive. But, you know, it's all relative. It's not particularly expensive for Mauricio Pochettino. I think the bill was about 50 grand.
What?
Yeah.
Well, suddenly, £50,000?
I think, well, he brought, like, over 50 people out.
Yeah, a grand a head?
It's a very expensive restaurant. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, suddenly, that is interesting, doesn't it? Unbelievable.
But
Andy says, you could get your mam to operate the backing tracks and call it the My Mammy Sound Machine. Chris in Leeds says, surely it has to be Glenn Denning and the Burr Tone Deaf Machine. Yes, Barry, we're going to start a new radio station. Barry Glendinning sings the covers of Gloria Estefan. So that's just a marvellous idea. There's been a wicket in the cricket. John Norman.
Yes, there has. England have lost Johnny Bairstow. The score, 27 for 1. We're in the sixth over and batting far more difficult on this Bristol track than we've seen in much of the ODI cricket played in this country over the last couple of years. Bairstow, well, I think he just had enough of that, and he'd haul Jason Holder for a big six over mid-wicket. But the very next ball, leading edge back to the bowler. So signs of a two-pace pitch in Bristol. Bairstow goes for 13. England in the sixth over, 27 for 1.
Thanks, John Smithers in Ilkley says, "Hey, Max, I played tennis with Enmin Hughes several times while on holiday in Portugal in 1986. He wore shorts and 4 to 5 tops, including a training jacket in 100-degree heat, as he liked to sweat." Enmin Hughes, I believe, was a central defender, but I only really know him as a Question of Sport captain. But we'll put
him
there.
He was always very good at putting his arms around whoever was either
come on,
side.
See him, come on,
and
see then, him.
And tapping his pencil on his teeth. Mm. I remember that more than because he kind of played before my time.
Absolutely. But the Pochi meal deal, Danny and Hart says, 7 grand.
Okay. Seven?
Seven.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's all right.
So only 43 grand out.
So he probably... Yeah, it was 7 grand from Mauricio Pochettino. That's the equivalent of me taking everyone in TalkSport out to KFC and no one's allowed. You're only
allowed
to have a meal deal.
This is the warm-up. We'll be back in a sec. Of the sports against, Michael Collins says, Neville Southall in nets. I played him at darts 2 years back. He was good, but I bullied him. Southall in goal. We've got Beresford, left back, Conkers. Shittu,
And Emlyn Hughes, volleyball and tennis. Nicky Butt and Lee Sharp in midfield. And Dion Burton up front. Barry's a Portsmouth fan. All right, Barry?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Say hello to Barry.
Hello?
Hello, Barry.
This is...
It's Barry.
Oh, good morning, Barry.
What's your story, Barry?
Back in 1989, when I was working with the late Graham Padden with Portsmouth, youth team, they were called Youth Team, not Academy. Mm-hmm. And we were playing away at Norwich, and we had one of our rare overnight stops from Portsmouth to Norwich. We were playing in the morning, at Saturday morning at Norwich. And in the hotel that night were the Spurs team. We were playing Spurs the next day at Carrow Road. Mm-hmm. And after we had our dinner, the London boys of the Spurs continued were playing cards. And I saw Gazza on his own, and he said, I thought, I bet you've been in Northern, you like to play dominoes. He said, you want a game, mate? He said, We had a game. We had a game of dominoes, best of three, fives and threes.
Oh, and who won?
He won the first one. I won the second one and the third one. I won 1-2 out of 3.
Came from behind to beat Paul Gascoigne.
Now, Barry, in my local pub in Brixton, every Sunday afternoon, there's some Jamaican gentlemen who come in and play dominoes.
Yeah.
It gets very animated and loud. There's a lot of shouting, table thumping. Was your game with Gazza like that?
No, not really. I've seen that happen before. Then our local, it used to get be bang and bait with dominoes and that. Yeah, but no, it's usually quite a quiet game really for people my age, if you like. But I know that the Geordies, they like to play dominoes, and especially in Yorkshire, they like to play dominoes, don't they?
Yeah. Well, I mean, in my boozer, I once inquired, like, these are old men,
but they get very
excited. And I inquired of someone, like, what kind of money are they playing for? Well, they don't play for money.
Oh, this is just
fun.
Just the honour. Hey, Barry, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Rio says, why do you make people say hello to Barry? They might not want to. That's a very good point.
He does make a very good point. Yeah. I think you just make them feel awkward and under pressure. You shouldn't do it.
Okay. Well, it's always good to learn, and I won't do it ever again.
Right.
Hey, Joe joins us to play the footballer game. Say hello to Barry, Joe.
Hello, Barry.
Hello, Joe.
Right, it's the footballer game. Barry doesn't like it. But here we go. We've got three footballers. All we get, you've seen it on social media how it works. On the radio, it's even more awkward because there's a lot of silence when neither Barry and I can remember any footballers that have ever existed. We get the first year that they started playing football. Then we just get their appearances for their clubs after that. And we have to guess which footballer it is. Barry, are you looking forward to this?
No, I hate it.
Why? Well, I mean, like, it's only a game, Barry. It's just a game. People in their
no
cars...
one likes playing games they get hammered at and they're no good at.
But I'm not good at
it. Have you ever played
either.
Tennis against someone who's much better than you?
Yeah. But,
yeah, it's just not fun.
No, it isn't. But I'm not much better than you at this.
Well, there is that.
Yeah.
But I get frustrated.
Okay, well, you know, it's a lesson.
And we don't normally play this early. So if I do as badly as I expect, I'm going to be in a bad mood for the next hour and 5 minutes.
For Ian Culverhouse as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess the attendance.
Yeah, wow. Are there too many guessing games
yes,
in this show?
We should ditch one of them.
Okay,
I propose this one.
Okay, Joe, come on, here we go.
Okay, player number one.
Okay.
1985 to 1988 with a 134 appearances, Crewe Alexandra.
David Platt.
I knew that one!
Come on!
That's 1-0.
So good, that.
Should we move straight on to question number two?
Yeah, yeah.
Player two. 1989 to 1993 with 112 appearances for Blackpool. 93 to 98, 168 appearances, QPR.
So Stanley Matthews.
Ian Holloway.
No and no.
Oh.
98 to 2003, 177 appearances, West Ham.
Trevor Sinclair, it is.
There it is.
I'm giving you that because you basically
said... I don't
said,
want charity.
No, I'm giving it to you.
I don't want it.
You had a really good go, Barry. You gave it a really good try. You deserve a point.
You sickened me. I don't want it.
Okay.
So I was second-guessing myself and you jumped in.
Why don't you just say Trevor Sinclair?
Maybe I meant to say Trevor Brooking.
Oh, that's true. Okay, final one. 2-0 to me.
Okay, so question three.
I did really well with that David Platt one, let's be honest.
Not as good as my David or Kevin Phillips.
No, that was excellent.
Yeah. I can never top that. No.
Player three, 1991 to 97, 169 appearances for Nantes. 97 to 98, 32 appearances, Marseille.
Basil Bolli.
No.
Okay.
98 to 2000, 70 appearances, Celta Vigo. 2000 to 2003, 94 appearances.
Marcel Desailly.
No. Real Madrid. 2003 to 2008, 144 appearances. Chelsea. 2008 to 2011, 98
Ferreira?
Appearances. Nope. Paris Saint-Germain. Ugh. That's the lot. I can give you national teams if you like.
Oh. What were the clubs again? Nantes?
So, Nantes, Marseille, Celta Vigo, Real Madrid, Chelsea, PSG.
Claude Makélélé.
There it is.
Oh, well done.
That's 2-1.
You did really well, Barry. Good try. You could have won that. You could have won it. Donna says, Dean Smith, job he's done at Brentford has been fantastic. I've no idea where that's come from, but thanks for your comments. Right, we'll be back in just a minute. Oh, Israel says, who wouldn't want to say hello to Barry, the Val Dunican of the pundit world? We'll play Clubhouse next.
On digital radio and 1089 and 1053 AM. Talk Sport.
There's been another wicket in the cricket, John.
It has indeed. The captain, Owen Morgan's gone first ball duck, saying before this game he wanted to get back in the runs. Well, it's not happening today. 74 for three now, England. Good ball from Holder, just slanting across the left-handed Morgan, who prodded it, took the edge, and Shai Hope did the rest. So this game's gone back the way of the West Indies. 12 overs in, 74 for three, England.
Thank you very much, John. Barry, how are you? You ready for Carverhouse?
I can't do any worse than last week.
Okay, let's go. John Ebrill.
Dane Whitehouse.
Gunnar Haller.
Gary Bannister.
Magnus Hedman.
Simon Tracy.
John Bumstead.
Mel Stirling.
Andy Myers.
Glyn Hodges.
David Weatherall.
Tim Breaker.
Wim Jonk.
Ian Brightwell.
David Bardsley.
Ian Bishop.
Mustafa Hadji.
Ian Ormondroyd.
Yusuf Chippo.
Mickey Ginn.
Phil King.
Clive Mendonca.
Trevor Hebbard.
Kevin Gage.
Chris Price.
Kevin Drinkle.
Dale Gordon.
Ian Culverhouse.
Oh, well done. Good afternoon. This is the warm-up on TalkSport. Max Rushton, Barry Glendenning here until 1. Live commentary of the Steel City Derby coming up. After us, Mark Saggers at Hillsborough, Jim Proutfoot, Ray Houghton, your commentary team. We'll speak to Stan, a Sunderland fan, in just a second. Some reaction to Culverhouse, Barry. Good win for you there. Are you with us? Are you concentrating there?
Yeah.
Are you sure? What were you doing just then?
I was looking to see if the Sheffield United team had been announced.
Oh, really? Well, that is preparation.
But it doesn't start, is it half one?
Quarter past one.
Okay.
So I'll be out in 15 minutes.
A bit early.
Quibby says, I knew that would be a long Culverhouse today as you had more time to fill before the news. That is the rules. Oh, how wrong you are, Quibby. Phil says, I've just petitioned my local MP to ask Theresa May at PMQs to form an inquiry to discover how the Culverhouse game works. Mick says, wow, Blades featuring very heavily today. At least six in there. A great win for Barry.
See, you didn't even notice that. I was showboating today.
Oh, you really?
Only football fans in Sheffield will know what I was doing.
Joshua, Bannister, Tracy and Stirling. Barry back in imperious form. Nice to see York used in a defensive manner, though. Classic. Paul says, sometimes the universe gives us what we need. Planets aligned for Barry there. Competition reignited. Steve, a clear gifted mercy win for Barry after last week's disgraceful attempt. Not the way to rebuild a man, he says. PJB, redemption for the not as fat as he looks. Gloria Estefan, wannabe.
Paul, the Chelsea fan, says Kevin Drinkle from Barry was the equivalent of a good old proper Sorry, a proper old-fashioned shoulder charge to Max. Well done, Barry.
And Alex says, tense Culver House, I've been sober for 10 years. After that, I desperately need a drink. More reaction coming.
I don't want someone to fall off the wagon.
That's what you've done to them.
Oh, my God.
Stan is a Sunderland fan. Morning, afternoon, Stan.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, very good. How much do you want to talk about Sunderland's form?
I've never heard of him. Never heard of the club ever.
Yeah, I think we should just gloss over that, Stan.
Yeah, gloss over it quickly.
I'm happy not to talk about it if you were.
You'll all be all right at some point.
Yeah, they'll win League One next season. I'm confident.
What's worse? I live in Nottingham, so it's even worse.
Oh, mate. Anyway, well, we're building a football team of footballers you've played other sports against, and it's looking reasonably strong. How can you help us?
I can help you with half a team, nearly.
Brilliant.
In the mid-90s, we used to play evening league cricket and I had five of the Forest team playing for me. Dave Besant,
right.
But you've already got a goalkeeper, and Mark Crossley, so you've already got a goalkeeper in place.
Good, you
anyway.
Need three in a squad, though, don't we? I mean, Crossley's not going to get a lot of game time, but that's okay.
Yeah. Dave Besant was obviously was there the same time as Crossley.
Yeah.
And then obviously you had Des Little play for us as well.
Oh, you need a right back. Des Little, okay.
Nigel Jemson, he played a regular for us.
Okay. Will he work up front?
Here's one for you. What are your Sky Sports guys? Is obviously Dean Saunders played for me.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great.
Who among them was the best cricketer?
Overall, round across Lee. He can bowl, he can bat.
Yeah. More importantly, who was the worst? Who would you put just at fine leg and not and put bat at eight?
Well, Dino's first game for us was, he came in, I think he came in three or four. His first shot, the bat went further than the ball. So when you see him, remind him of it.
I will do. I love that. Thanks very much. Give us the whole team. Stan is not talking about Sunderland's form, adding to it. Our team's pretty good now, but we can still add to it. Footballers you've played other sports against. We're playing 4-3-3 at the moment. Gazza, Button, Sharp behind. Dean Saunders, Nigel Jensen, Dion Burton. Des Little, right back. Beresford, left back. Danny Shitter and Emily Hughes and Neville Southall in goal. And Owen Coyle, the manager. Let's do a bit more Premier League review. Stoke 0, Chelsea 4. I predicted a 2-2 draw for this.
Why?
Well, because when I do a prediction show with Merce now.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
have you got one right between you? Yes, in 6 weeks.
Yeah. We got like two or three spot-ons, but it's difficult. I looked at my predictions and I thought, I don't have any draws in here. So I changed a couple to draws. And because Stoke had drawn with Manchester United, I thought, well, they might do it again.
All right.
My first note is, Motti was on the commentary for mm-hmm. Match of the Day, calling him Morata, which I believe is how he should be called. Didn't get onto the fact that Jonathan Pearce called him Morata last week. And I just wanted clarification from you, Barry, as an expert, on what we should be saying.
I'm not an expert,
okay,
as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
I have been calling him Morata.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah, fine for me. Do you think Marcus Alonso looks the most like Lion-O from Thundercats?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, good. That's important.
There was a good needle match going on. It's sort of a play within a play.
Yeah.
The subplot of him and Diouf.
Yeah.
Basically trying to kill each other, which I quite enjoy.
Yeah, it's not when that, especially in a game where it doesn't look like that's going to happen, then something happens and they just go around fouling each other for 5 minutes.
And Mike Dean had to have words.
He was unusual restraint from Dean, I thought. A Mike Dean on his game would have definitely sent off Alonso for that,
I think so,
that
yeah.
second foul. And we must always salute a chest assist, Aspilicueta's, which was excellent for Morata, and also Darren Fletcher's for Pedro. A similarly good chest assist. I thoroughly recommend them.
I mean, well Stoke deserved, they did get well and truly smited, but they had a very makeshift, patch and mend defence.
Yeah. When I predicted 2-2, I didn't know that they didn't have any defenders.
Yeah.
So that was
a mistake. It's not like you to be so unprepared.
What are you suggesting, Barry? Southampton 0, Manchester United 1. I didn't really have any notes of note on this game, apart from how much I enjoyed the final minute where Fraser Forster proved quite how slow goalkeepers are at running when he was trying to sprint back as fast as he could to his goal, but And he was sort of caught in two minds as to whether he should... Every time they kept knocking it in the box, he was like, shall I go back in? But he'd already sprinted far too far. But I haven't got any more on that.
Yeah, Southampton seem to have huge problems scoring at home. I think they haven't scored... They've only scored in two of their last 9-11 games. Or, sorry, they've only scored... That makes no sense.
No.
They've only scored in two
of
their last 11 games at home. Which means they have not scored in nine of them.
So depressing to... Because a lot of fans only go to the home games, don't they?
Dodd and Franny Benali and Matthew Letizia are all sitting there in the stand just going, if we were out there.
Well, I mean, I think Matthew Letizia is thinking that. I'm not sure Benali and Dodd
Jimmy
would add
Jutton
to...
Do you reckon sitting there going...
Ostenstadt thinking, I'd get a hat-trick in this game. Yeah. Everton 2, Bournemouth 1.
Well, I wouldn't say I enjoyed. It was quite amusing to see Wayne Rooney getting that really...
bloody eye.
It didn't look like a particularly bad cut, just one of those... It reminded me of the time I hit myself in the face with the boot of my own car. And it didn't hurt, but my nose just would not stop bleeding and I had nothing to clean it up with.
Do you think that's a penalty? I mean, I just... He elbows him in the face, but he is... I just don't know. I mean, I can see why Wayne Rooney was a bit disappointed.
He was very disappointed. What I thought very amusing, because Wayne Rooney, like, just... went off on one and effed and jeffed and effed and jeffed at the referee. And you could quite clearly make out all the effing and jeffing, but particularly the effing he was doing in the highlights. And they showed it on Match of the Day. But then when they showed it after the game, they blurred, pixelated his mouth. But you're going, but I've already seen. And even so, I can't hear him.
He looked like a Hollywood hero. I thought he could be cast with that bloody face as like Bane's brother in Batman.
Yeah.
You know, the Bane who I couldn't understand a word he was saying.
Well, that would have been good if Wayne Rooney had one of those mouthpieces.
Yeah, if he had that on, he'd been dressed as Bane. It's like... Josh King is Norwegian. First reminder of the season for that. Lovely touch from Nias. To control that pass from Davis. It was a lovely ball from Tom Davis. It was coming at pace, did very well.
And Omar Nias, it was like, wasn't he about to be bounced out of Everton a season ago? Ronald Koeman said he didn't want him, shipped him out on loan to Hull, was it?
Yeah, he did, yeah. Just finally, Swansea 1, Watford 2. Some terrible defending for the Watford's winner. It was just, it was so Sunday League, it was amazing. I don't know if you've anything more on that.
No, I didn't. I gave up taking notes. Okay. I actually wrote down Swansea v Watford, put a line under it, and then left it blank.
And all we need to know about Burnley v Huddersfield was Aaron Moy, my new favourite player. He did one crossfield pass, which was worth the entrance fee alone. Ryan says, you want Barry's opinion on how to pronounce Morata, a Spanish name? Can you not remember the David Ferrer anecdote, Max? And we'll be back in a minute.
On digital radio and 1089 and 1053 AM. Talk Sport.
We've just got time for Guess the Attendance. Today, top journalist Barry Glendenning takes on top comedian Justin Morehouse. Hi, Justin.
Hi, squeezing again as an afterthought.
How are you? Are you well?
All right, mate.
Yeah? Oh, why are you down?
I'm detecting a certain amount of ennui.
Yeah, there is. Very prescient, isn't it? The end of the world chat.
Yeah.
I think it's transferred through to me.
No, but it's okay because Martin from... the Human League is finding a telescope to find a planet we can all move
to
so we can play.
Listen, I know we haven't got a lot of time,
yeah,
but I just want to let everyone know that in his act of solidarity, I am taking a knee as we speak.
Okay.
Oh, are you?
Oh, really?
The problem is I don't think I'll get back up again.
You're there for life.
Yeah.
We'll hear the crack.
Okay, yeah, maybe we should sing the national anthems before Guess the Attendance. I don't want to build it up too
joke?
Much.
That joke was great because it was political.
Yeah.
It had a little switcheroo as well, and it was also self-deprecating.
Yeah, it had everything. I mean, although in the interest of jokes, I've got to be clear with you, Justin. Yesterday, Nick Owen said a joke on Twitter saying, "With the person to the person who took my shoes while I was on the bouncy castle, please grow up." And I thought he was telling the truth, and he had been on a bouncy castle and lost his shoes.
Brilliant.
So
I had to explain the gag to Max 24 hours later.
Oh, that is so funny.
Oh, anyway. Right, let's start. Mansfield 2, Cambridge United 1. Cambridge robbed. Ben Toner reffed it. But how many were in Mansfield as they move into fifth in League 2? Justin?
2,469.
Barry?
2,470.
3,814. You've gone dirty early.
Bad. Bad man.
Terrible. He, when bad the world's going to end. That's how you'll be remembered, Barry. When we get nuked, it'll be you. You went dirty in Mansfield. Right.
That sounds far more disgusting.
Week, by the way, I gave that a go.
Which one?
Your other thing that you do.
Oh, the Guardian thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know. We sound knowledgeable on that, don't we? I always get surprised when Barry knows things. He saves it for that.
Yeah, Barry's really good on that.
Yeah, he is.
Thanks.
Rochdale 3, Gillingham 0. Eddie Ilderton reffed it. How many at Spotland? Barry.
What division is that?
League 1. And you think you know football.
I will say 4,150.
Scotland, the home of my greatest ever triumph, and I got it exactly right once, remember?
Yeah.
4,149.
Did you say 150?
Yeah.
2,793. It's pure dirt everywhere here.
I've just left a tattoo on his Achilles heel.
QPR 0, Burton 0.
Oh.
What a classic. One for Burton, the purists.
It took to Old Trafford the other day.
Well, we can only speculate on that, Justin, but how many were there?
At QPR,
yeah.
18,400.
Barry?
I'm going lower. I've got 15,000.
12,500.
Oh,
it's 2-1 to Barry.
I didn't
realise
the hours had fallen so much.
Oh, you could win this, Barry. So exciting. Let's make it fun, shall we?
Don't go NFL.
Kilmarnock 1, Dundee 1. Bobby Madden, the ref. But how many other people were there? Who's going first?
Me.
Barry.
Got 2,900.
Justin.
Listen to
2,901.
3,452.
Yes!
It's 2-2.
Yes!
Oh, Yeovil 1, Port Vale 1.
Oh!
How many were there? Justin.
The derby of the two teams with a V in it.
Yeovil 1, Port Vale 1.
1,987.
2,614.
Solo victory.
That is.
It's a victory, I'll take
it.
The pair of you should be ashamed of yourselves. Bringing the attendance into disrepute. Have fun on one knee, Justin, and we'll speak to you next week. Top comedian there, Justin Morehouse, defeated by Glenn Denning, who also won Culverhouse, but lost in the footballer game. Now, our show has just been a series of people guessing things. And
badly.
They were the best bits. Have a lovely day. Bye.